Hello and welcome to the Print Pod, a daily podcast on the important news of the day. My name is Sharon Puwana, and today we discuss why the alleged kingpin of the illegal iron ore mining scandal in Karnataka, Gali Janardhana Reddy, was brought back into the BJP after his bitter exit from the party. When he was snapping ties with the BJP in December 2022, the disgruntled mining baron Gali Janardhana Reddy claimed that the CBI raid on his family in 2018 was the last straw. The CBI team forced the family to pose together for a picture he had claimed at the time. This humiliation happened despite the BJP being in power at the state and the center, and he called this the last straw before exiting the party. 15 months later, this rancor appears forgotten. Reddy, an MLA from Gangavati, has now merged his Kalyana Rajya Pragati Paksha with the BJP, even saying that he's happy to be back home and that he had returned home to support Narendra Modi's bid to become the Prime Minister for a third term in the interest of the nation. To the BJP, the mining baron's homecoming marks a triumph just ahead of the Lok Sabha elections. Synonymous with money and might, Reddy brings key strengths to the party even though he's not allowed back into his home district of Ballari, an embargo placed on him by the Supreme Court while granting him bail in an illegal iron ore mining case in 2015. Despite the allegations, however, Reddy, once a powerful minister in the Karnataka cabinet, continues to hold much sway over Ballari, one of Karnataka's most backward regions, where the Congress won all five assembly seats in the 2023 assembly polls. People here never cared for the laws he allegedly broke, because he built homes for the poor, gave them jobs, and helped anyone who sought him out, said a local in Ballari. It is exactly this popularity that the BJP, which won 25 out of Karnataka's 28 seats in the 2019 elections, hopes to exploit, according to political analysts. The party lost the 2023 election to the state's 224-member assembly and was reduced to 65 seats. Bringing Reddy back into the fold indicates that the party is insecure in Karnataka. A. Narayana, a faculty member at the Azim Premji University, told The Print. It's part of the national trend in case of the BJP. But in Karnataka, it shows that the BJP is nervous and does not feel as secure as they do in other states, he told The Print. While Reddy joined the BJP on Monday, he was flanked by former Karnataka Chief Minister B.S. Yediyurappa and his MLA son, B.Y. Vijayendra, an MLA and the incumbent president of the BJP in Karnataka. This was in stark contrast to when Reddy, a cabinet minister under the BJP government in 2008, led a campaign against the father-son duo when Yediyurappa was still chief minister. Significantly, the Reddy brothers, Janardhan Reddy and his brothers G. Karunakar Reddy and G. Somshekhar Reddy, dominated politics in Karnataka even though they were born across the border in Chittoor district of undivided Andhra Pradesh. Both of his brothers are with the BJP. Janardhan Reddy's close aide B. Sriramulu is the BJP's Lok Sabha candidate from Ballari this time around. According to residents in Ballari, Reddy's astronomical rise came despite the mining allegations. They also recall the time when the Reddy brothers travelled in a scooter or a single car and were nothing more than local money lenders. After this, their fortunes changed. Under the patronage of the late BJP leader Sushma Swaraj, the Reddy brothers gained political prominence. In 1999, they helped Swaraj's high decibel campaign against former Congress President Sonia Gandhi. After illegal mining allegations flew in 2011, Swaraj, like many others in her party, distanced herself from the trio. In 2012, the Congress, led by Siddaramaiah and D.K. Shivakumar, held a 320-kilometer padayatra from Bengaluru to Ballari to highlight the corruption allegations against the then BJP government. Not only illegal mining, but also a land scam allegation against Yediyurappa. The allegation eventually led to the collapse of the first ever BJP government in South India. In December 2022, months before the Karnataka Assembly polls, Janardhan Reddy floated his own party, the KRPP. At the time, he also accused Union Home Minister Amit Shah of unleashing central agencies on him in September 2018. His political gambit worked somewhat, as Reddy, who fought the election on a football symbol, won the Gangavati Assembly seat in Koppal. His wife Aruna Lakshmi, however, wasn't as successful, having contested the election against Janardhan Reddy's estranged brother and BJP leader Somshekhar Reddy. Bharat Reddy of the Congress ultimately won this battle. In 2015, Janardhan Reddy was first taken into CBI custody over the illegal mining allegations in 2011 and was rearrested by a special investigation team constituted by the Lokayukta in the mining case. The arrest came 4 years after a Lokayukta report detailed the extent of the alleged mining scam and the loss it caused, not only in monetary terms, but also irreversible environmental degradation. Until the report set off a chain of events that eventually led to his arrest and downfall, Reddy and his brothers seemingly maintained an iron grip over every aspect of administrative and political affairs of the region. Such was their hold for a decade that the then Justice N. Santosh Hegde, the Lokayukta, had called it the Republic of Ballari. There were significant players in the Karnataka political scene too. After the assembly polls in 2008, when the BJP secured 110 seats in the elections but fell 3 short of the majority in the 224-member assembly, it was the Reddy brothers who launched the now infamous poaching exercise Operation Kamala to secure the support of 6 independents and opposition MLAs. It was also Janardhan Reddy who had been credited with starting the trend of what is now known as resort politics in 2009, when he whisked away 40 BJP legislators to a resort near Bengaluru to demand that Yediyurappa step down. It remains to be seen if BJP can exploit Janardhan Reddy's clout for political gain, or if the latter can use this opportunity to regain some of his own lost glory. Thank you for tuning in. For more from The Print, become a subscriber at theprint.com/subscribe. I'm Sharan Puwana, reporting from Bengaluru. Tune in every day for more such news and analysis.